You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The smartest show in the Bay Area.
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's go. Let's
game
go.
Day.
It's game day.
Let's go.
Come on, Thursday. You got this damn thing. We got a pick for you to make.
Yeah.
I hope everybody, like, don't just blow it off like it's a, dude, 16-3. This is something, dude. This is not like, oh, Dibs is doing nice.
Yeah.
16-3? Like, you're about two or three picks away from quitting and going to Vegas.
Kind of. I already reached out to your friend, John Avello,
Johnny?
For a job at DraftKings, so.
Have you heard back yet?
No, but no? I mean,
you get that email. Thank you very much for applying.
I hate
to DraftKings.
Yeah. If I go 3-1, or actually only three picks this weekend because there's no Niner game on Sunday, but if I get to 19-3 come Tuesday, oh, he's going to get a call now. He's definitely going to get a call and probably a resume.
I want you to just focus on this one because it's your 20th pick.
Yep.
The 20th pick, and you will be bad. Everybody knows that handicappers, like great handicappers, are attempting to go 55%. That's a winning percentage. If you win tonight, that is a clean 85%.
It's crazy.
On the year.
Yeah.
That's out of control.
Yep.
So we got that at 450. Coming up at about 350, Cam Inman is going to join us live from L.A. He's down there at SoFi Stadium getting ready for Niners and Rams. Until then, all you, 888-957-9570. Tim Roy is on the show today as well. Get you ready. A little primer for the Warriors season as training camp is now open. But let's dive in with you as long as possible until then. 888-957-9570. I don't want to put anybody to sleep. I could come out with some sort of an FS1. Like, let's battle about Brock Purdy for the 78th day in a row.
Come on.
Hey, Niners. Dude, the last name of the head coach is Shanahan. And the last name of the running back is McCaffrey. Run the ball. What the hell is going on, and why have we not talked about this? Greg Cosell's on our show yesterday saying they're one of the worst run teams in the league. They're the only team that hasn't rushed the ball into the end zone so far this year. Everybody yelled about red zone issues all last year, and we all came back with the same answer. Oh, there's no McCaffrey. So that's what happened there. Well, now there's McCaffrey. So can I ask the most important and most probing question facing the 49er offense right now? What the hell is going on with the run game? I don't understand it. And they're 3-1, but I'll project for you right now. And it's two things. I said it about the defense yesterday. I'll say it about the offense today. Defense, if you don't make a trade and learn how to rush the pass without Nick Bosa, you're going to lose a lot of football games this year. And offense, I don't care who your quarterback is. It could be Adrian Martinez or Adrian Gonzalez, which I keep messing up all week long.
Totally.
It could be anybody. If you can't run the football, this is not going to go well. So that's where I'm at. That's what I'm focused on tonight. Figure it out. That's what a backup quarterback usually needs anyway. A running game. So that's where my focus is tonight.
And if you look at the Rams' defense, they are really good against the pass, and they're maybe just average against the run. So the Rams' defense is very good. I'm not going to try to minimize it. I know that their linebackers are their weak spot. So how do you get to the spot where you can actually run the football? The problem with the Niner run game, and I'm not going to go full Greg Cosell on you because I will never be as smart as he is, but I've watched all four games multiple times, and the problem with the Niners' run game is, thank you, they don't get their blockers to the second level. So you block the guys who are in front of you, and if you're a good run team, you block those guys, and then you're able to get a couple of guys to the linebacker level. The running back hits the hole. You have a block to the second level, quote-unquote, and then you can make actual big-time headway. And I'm thinking about the Travis Etienne run, where he goes 48 yards to the house. It was a house call. And if you watch that play, Mykel Williams gets pushed out. The safeties come up. They get blocked to the sideline. And Etienne has about a 2-yard or 3-yard gap. And he is gone. And McCaffrey this year, he's only had a couple of runs that are explosive, right? 10 or more yards, because they're not getting to that second level. So is it the guards? And that's kind of what John Feliciano's told us.
It's partially personnel, right? There's no Kittle.
Kittle.
And Juwan is really good, too. And he's been in there some, but not always, and not tonight. So, like, I get all that. But if you're going to, I don't know, if you're going to be a football team, you're going to need other people to do the things. Like, that's just the way it works. They call it a next man up mentality.
Right.
Yes, you can't replace Kittle, but I don't know. Jake and Luke Farrell. Luke Farrell, this is what you do. This is what you do, dude.
Right.
You block. So, like, I don't know. Can you be 75% of Kittle? Can we be a little bit more sticky with this, is what I would say. Like, be a little bit more stubborn with it. Can you run the ball maybe in some – you know what their best run was last week is when they ran the ball when no one thought they were going to run the ball. So how about that a little bit? It was 3rd and 7, and they ran the ball. I'm like, what are they doing?
Yeah, well, they got 11.
They want to get 11 yards. So I don't know, man. Mac's going to need some help. They all do. This is a really hard assignment. I know you can't just snap your fingers and make it happen because you want to, but the 49ers need to run the damn ball. And you watch how much everything gets better if they do.
Right, but you, so far this year, you have 106 carries for 352 yards, and you mentioned no touchdowns, and you're the only team without a touchdown on the ground. You're averaging 3.3 a carry, and I know that the averages go up when you get an explosive, but you don't have that. And, you know, we heard from John Feliciano, former offensive lineman, maybe future offensive lineman, depending on how things go, but it's the guards that right now that are struggling. Dominic Pooney having a sophomore slump. Connor Colby, who is a rookie, who's been thrown in, he's been inconsistent. And but Trent Williams is not looking like the Trent of old. He's not able to make a block and then get out there and ruin people. And you don't have Kittle. You don't have Juwan. And say what you want about Christian McCaffrey. I don't think that he has slowed down. I like your Debo comparison in the crossover because all of a sudden Debo found his step, right?
Poof.
Exactly.
Wow, where was that?
Like magic.
Yeah.
So I do think that it's a comprehensive thing. And, you know, you got Mac Jones tonight, and I'm being told by people who are going to be on the ground that Mac Jones will be wearing the knee brace.
Okay.
So Mac Jones is not 100% either. So nope. You've got a quarterback who the Rams maybe don't necessarily need to respect, a group of wide receivers that you don't necessarily fear, and now we're expecting Christian McCaffrey to go out there and gash them on the ground.
It's going to be real hard.
It's a tough assignment
tonight.
It's going
to be real hard. Yeah, absolutely. But then again, that is kind of, that's what running the ball is. It's when they know that it's coming and they can't stop it anyway. Like, watch the Philadelphia Eagles play. They get out there for that tush push, and they might as well have a sign on Jalen Hurts' face that says, "We're about to do the tush push."
Right.
And then they don't stop it because they know how to execute whatever they're doing, and they do it very, very well. And so, look, yeah, some guys are going to need to grow up quick, and some guys are going to need to have a damn night. Like, sometimes you just have a damn night. The 49ers are probably going to lose the football game. But it's not for sure. It's not out of the realm of possibility. There are 7, 8, 9-point underdogs in football all the time. How much were the Packers favored by in Cleveland a couple of weeks ago? What was the spread of that football game? 14. Browns won. Browns won the game. So, like, yeah, let's go play this thing, and let's see if they can get back to basics and use their fundamentals and have a night. And I know the Rams' defensive line is good, but I don't know about these particular matchups. These are, you know, these human beings against those human beings, and let's see who can push who. And sometimes it goes a way that you don't think it's going to go. So I don't know who the people are and exactly what the scenarios are. None of us can know that. I just know that the San Francisco 49ers, coached by Kyle Shanahan, with Christian McCaffrey on the team, you got to run the ball. You have to run the ball. And for 4 weeks, we're sitting here breaking down all these things, and nobody's talking about that. Brock this, Nick that, George health, Kyle play call, this, that, the other, turnovers. Run the ball, and everything else will trickle down from there.
Yeah, easier said than done.
Of course. I don't know if they can, but that's what I would love to see them do.
Yeah, of course, and they just haven't. Even in the opener, when they got to 100 yards for the only time this year, McCaffrey was 22 carries for 69 yards, and that's a little bit more than three per carry.
Not great.
And Robinson Jr. had 33, Purdy got 17, and you got over 100 for the only time this year. And just a public service announcement to anybody who's going to call, and I want to hear from all of you, 888-957-9570. Please don't utter the name Isaac Garendo. He's played zero snaps this year on offense. Zero.
Yep.
So they're not going to go to Garendo unless somebody else gets hurt or it's a real catastrophe or what? It's garbage time.
Why would they?
Because
why
he's got that 4.3 speed.
Oh, God.
And I mean,
what the hell does Christian have?
It's kind of like the people who want Adrian Martinez to play. It's the same sort of syndrome. They're not going to play Garendo. They haven't played Garendo. Maybe they'll play Brian Robinson Jr. more, and I hope they play him more. Maybe you go two running backs and you put McCaffrey out as wide receiver. Shanahan's going to have to come up with creative ways tonight to do things other than what he's done.
I like that idea. You know what the Niners should do? They should play their worst players. It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it works out
totally.
For them. Yeah, how about no? How about no? How about Doug in Kansas? Hi, Doug. Thank you for calling the show. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm driving home from work. Just got off. Been listening off and on to this station all day long via YouTube on my phone.
Right on.
Like I do almost every day.
Thank you.
Like I do almost every day because I got to get all the Niner information I can get out here in the Midwest. And so I called because I've been thinking about this, I don't know, for a few days, and just how it reminds me that I thought I was all grown up and had fully adopted the next man up mentality. But it turns out I feel just like I did when Montana would get hurt and they'd have to put Steve Young in for a while. Like, I want the win. That's number one, and that's paramount. But I didn't want Steve Young to get the credit because I'm a Montana guy. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Just the feeling. I want the win, especially against the Rams. But at the end of the day, we got to put our big boy pants on and say, get the win. And I'm so glad somebody said something about earlier in the day, I heard him talking about, let's use McCaffrey in the Debo mode that we used to do Debo, because he could absolutely fill that role beautifully. The speed, the ability to break a tackle in an open field. I mean, get out of here. And by the way, we got that Robinson guy. You just mentioned him, I think. And let's mix him in, man. Let's just pound that defense. Let's make the Rams regret hitting us tonight. Let's make them feel like, oh, yeah, we are playing in our home field on the south side. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they kind of are. Yeah. Hey, Doug, have a great time and enjoy the game. I sort of feel like they have been using Christian McCaffrey in the Debo role. I know they're not doing jet sweeps.
Sure.
But, my gosh, how many catches does he have in four games?
Well, he leads football in touches with 100.
Right. But how many of them are catches? Where's he at so far?
He's got, this year, he's got 31 catches and 69 carries.
31?
He's second in football in targets behind Puka Nacua.
That's almost 8 catches a game.
Right.
He's as easily as much of a receiver as he is a running back right now.
And he might go 1,000. Yeah. And the big question is, can he get to 1,000 rushing yards? Because
I know
right now he's on pace for about 1,300 receiving yards. And I don't even know if he can get to 1,000 rushing yards.
We're sponsored by Moderna. You really need to hear what Greg Cosell told us yesterday about the run game. So we're going to play that for you next. We're here for your calls. It's game day. 888-957-9570 is the number. Cam Inman will join us in LA in about an hour and a half. It's Willard and Dibs.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What are you asking exactly? I'm still confused by your question.
It was crazy.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I know one thing the Niners are going to win tonight, and that's the fan battle. SoFi Stadium. We coming. However, I would like to update my pick.
Okay.
Niners by 2 touchdowns tonight.
How high are you?
Well, Here's why. I just watched on social media Mac Jones walk into the stadium.
Okay.
Have y'all seen?
I saw.
Grandy, you just showed me. Like,
Lucas, have you seen this? Tell me, have you seen this?
Thank you.
Mac Jones. Mac Jones. Mac Jones is wearing a blazer that is it's half red and half black. It's red on the left and it's black on the right, and then the full collar is black. And then he's got on a black t-shirt underneath it. And then for his pantalones, he's got black pants with red racing stripes down the sides. And then he is sockless I don't know, how would you describe those shoes? It looks like dancing shoes. That's what Mac Jones just walked into the building wearing, SoFi.
Okay.
Los Angeles.
And because of that, you think it's going to be Niners by two touchdowns?
Niners by two touchdowns.
Okay.
They don't pass the eye test.
Yeah. 27-13.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, my.
They don't look very good.
Like, I don't fashion police. I don't do that. This is not about whether it looks good or not. I didn't know Mac had that in his bag. Did you?
I didn't think about his bag.
I did not think that that was in Mac's closet.
Yeah. And apparently it is. And I was kind of struck by the haircut, too. He got a little bit of a high top fade going. And yeah.
Got AirPods in.
Sure.
I would pay $20 to know what he's playing. I would absolutely pay $20 to know what he is blaring as he walks into SoFi.
It's got to be Return of the Mac, you would figure.
It's a good call.
You know, coming out.
Well, before week one in Seattle, I mean, he's kind of known for wearing outfits. These crazy outfits. Yeah. He wore just a full red suit week one.
And they won.
Bright, bright, bright red. They pants won. And the jacket.
No, he didn't play. That's what's correct. Different. He didn't play. This time, that's QB1.
Yeah.
But showing up like that as the backup, I think, is even more crazy.
Maybe. Maybe.
No doubt.
But it worked.
Yeah.
You don't mess with a streak.
You don't. And speaking of a streak, it's been since November 21st of 2010 since the Niners were last shut out. So there's that. I don't know the total number of games, but that was the last shutout that the Niners suffered. It was during Mike Singletary's year.
Give me the date again.
That would be November 21st. They hosted Tampa Bay, and they lost 21-0. And about 4 weeks later or 5 weeks later, Mike Singletary lost his job.
Yeah.
So
can't win with him.
It's been a long time. Yeah. Can't score with him. And I'm not trying to foreshadow here, but it's been that long since they've been shut out.
Now the Niners are going to score points tonight.
Can't do it.
You said they're going to win by two touchdowns.
Book it. Yeah. But they'll definitely score.
Well, you cannot win with them.
You should bet the alternate line. And
just the money line?
Just lay 13. You know, because they have alternate lines. So you could take SF minus 13, and you'll probably get like plus 10,000.
I'd knock it down a little bit. I don't need to get greedy. You know, what would...
Sure.
Will you all look this up? Because I don't know how to do that.
Well, you could just look at the money line.
Right. Like, what
price.
What could I get for Niners minus 3.5? I'm willing to lay 3.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know what kind of odds I could get.
Plus 340 on the money line.
Okay, so that's just to win the game.
To win the game, you plus play to win the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're going to lay the 3.5, then you probably get about plus 600 or more.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Okay. I think I'm going to think about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that into the hopper.
Think about it.
And we'll figure it out here within the next 3 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. Check this out. And then we're going to go to the phone. Stay right where you are. 888-957-9570. Here's Greg Cosell. And this is the first thing he said to us yesterday. Because we're like, so Brock Purdy, not so great, right? And here's Greg's response.
The week-to-week stuff with Brock Purdy is a little, kind of gets a little silly to me, because I almost feel like people talk about Brock Purdy as if, well, he's not really that good, so if he has a good game, yeah, let's wait and see then what he's going to do next week. Brock Purdy's their starting quarterback. He's a good player. I mean, I think if you pretty much talk to almost anybody, they'll tell you he's a good player. Was he as sharp as he normally is in this game, and he had just come back, and we have no idea how the injuries affected him? He wasn't as sharp as he normally is working between the numbers. There were throws he was a little wild high. I don't know if that's a function of his toe, his shoulder. I can't speak to that.
Okay, so he starts with the Purdy thing, but then this is where it goes next.
Almost every quarterback in the league is like this. They need a running game. They cannot run the football. There's no sustainability. There's no consistency. They're one of the worst rushing teams in the league right now. McCaffrey is, I think, at the bottom of the league in terms of yards before first contact. He's not getting past the first level of the defense. His first contact on average is 1.47 yards. Think about that, okay? So their run game is what the main issue is right now, because Purdy, as I said, almost every quarterback is, with very few exceptions, is a ball distributor and an executor of a well-schemed offense. If the offense can't run the football, it puts him in a really difficult spot.
Okay. I'm going to buy everything he just said. You heard, or didn't hear, but we read what Kurt Warner wrote earlier this week with regard to the degree of difficulty that Brock Purdy deals with in the 49ers system, and this would apply to Mac Jones too. Basically, whoever is running that system when they're not able to run the football. I think that you know, those of us who have watched 49er football for a long time or followed Kyle Shanahan, certainly in his era here, or even his dad, we know exactly how to brand them. They are the leaders of the best run game, quite frankly, in the history of the league. I mean, this is what Shanahan is synonymous with.
Yeah.
Mike Shanahan would take any old running back. Like, I bet you Terrell Davis would tell you that's why he's in the Hall of Fame. But Terrell Davis is not the best example, because he was a great running back.
Right, right.
But when the Terrell Davises of the world would get hurt or anything, there would be an Orlandis Gary or a Mike Anderson.
Raheem Mostert. Matt Breida.
I mean, famously, I think, wasn't it Shanahan, and I'd have to look back on this, wasn't it Shanahan that traded Clinton Portis for Champ Bailey? And everyone's like, what the hell are you... Like, it's a great running back. He's like, watch this. Yep. The next guy's going for 1,200 yards too. But here we live in 2025 when the combination of Shanahan and Christian McCaffrey have the worst run game in the league. I don't know what to do with that, but I'm pretty sure that's your pot of gold that you're looking for.
Right, and the pot of gold is not so easily found. And it's funny you mention that, because I've been doing the numbers for a long time, and when Kyle Shanahan's team rushes it 30 or more times, they are 47-7.
Thank you. Yes.
Think about that. 47 and 7 when they get to 30 rushes in a game. This beyond year they've
dominant.
Done it once.
Yeah, beyond dominant.
But in the four games they've had, they've only done it once. And part of that is when you get the lead, you run it more, and I get that. But when you have a good run game, you can run it more. McCaffrey this year is averaging 3.3 yards per carry. You know who's behind him in yards per carry? Saquon Barkley. 3.1 per carry. They're 4-0. Why are they 4-0? Well, they've done it in a funky sort of way. Smoke totally. And mirrors, great defense, and Jalen Hurts is actually averaging more than 3.1 per carry, and they do things a little bit differently. But, you know, you don't have to run it to be a good team, but the Niners need to run it to be a winning team consistently.
Right, but they also have a quarterback who probably drives those numbers up. Like, what are the Eagles average per carry as a team? As a team, what are they average per carry? You know what I mean?
Niners, Hurts is averaging 4.4, so.
Okay. I mean, drives it up a little bit.
Yep.
You know, and actually, Jalen Hurts' numbers would be a hell of a lot higher if they didn't do the tush push, which always gains 1 yard.
Right.
Every single time you do it. It gains the yard you need, but it gains 1 yard. Maybe sometimes it gains two.
They're averaging 3.5 as a team, which is, it's not great.
It's not great. It's higher than the Niners.
Well, Philly's an interesting team, too, because they're 4-0, but they could very easily be 2-2, if not worse.
Or the Niners are 3-1, and they could very easily be 1-3.
Correct. So, I mean, the record versus your efficiency, it's always kind of a complicated thing. But for tonight, you're right. They have to be able to run the ball. They have to be able to keep Puka and Matt and Kyron off the field.
Yeah, Grandy, what's up?
Cosell talked about this yesterday with you guys as well, but also if you look across the league, the number of teams that are running the ball more often is skyrocketing. There's a stat, a number called pass rate over expected, and just in general, given down and distance, time, and situation, how often a team is expected to pass. There are only 7 teams in the league that have a positive pass rate over expected. Everybody else is running more often in situations where you would normally pass the ball.
Why do you think that is? And I have the comment here that here, let's listen to Greg Cosell talking about running around the league.
We did a study for the matchup show where over the last 2-3 years, which maybe is a trend, 2-3 years one could say is a trend, there's been fewer and fewer 20-plus yard completions each and every year going back 2-3 years. The game is, you know, I don't want to say it's changing. Obviously, all offensive coaches want big plays and explosive plays, but the run game seems to be becoming increasingly more important in the way the game is being played because of the way defenses are structured. And you've got to be able to run the football to some degree.
Okay, so why do we all think that is? What's going on? And I mean, everything always has, there's the action and then there's the equal and opposite reaction, right? And it's a copycat league and all these things that we hear about. So if it's become a passing league and everybody has sort of decided, oh, we gotta figure out the Josh Allens and the Joe Burrows and the Patrick Mahomes of the world, and everybody's passing, well, let's change our defense in order to sort of satisfy that. And then maybe that's why it swings in the direction of running the ball more. But maybe it's an opposite reality for the 49ers, because if Kyle Shanahan's the head coach and Christian McCaffrey's the running back, you're not looking at the 49ers and worrying about downfield throws. You're able to focus all of your energy on stopping the run game.
Yes, and you can stop the run game when you have an offensive line that's not creating great holes. And I was looking at this earlier in the offseason. Last year, there were 5 teams in the NFL that ran it more than they passed it. One of them was Philadelphia. They ran it. They actually ran it 173 more times than they passed it.
Wow.
Part of that is Hurts and the tush push.
Sure.
Saquon with a monster year. All 5 of the teams that did that last year, they all made the playoffs. And if you go back through the Shanahan era, the majority of the teams that do what Shanahan likes to do normally, run it more than you pass it, those teams almost always go to the playoffs.
Well, you do it if you can.
Right.
I mean, because it's easier. Yeah. There's less risk. And it's how we always know. That's how you take the soul away from a defense, which
right.
is just, you're just running on them.
And it also gives your defense that same soul.
Right.
So if you win the time of possession and you take the soul of the defense by keeping the ball, 13 play drive, 8 of them are runs, 8 minutes off the clock, and you score a touchdown, now your defense is straight chilling, and they come in, and they're fresh, and they're ready to go.
You said there were 5 teams last year?
Yep.
Who were they?
Philadelphia.
I'm sure Buffalo was one.
No.
No?
No. Although it's interesting you say that, Buffalo right now leads the league in rushing attempts.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Washington.
Okay.
And Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Those are your 5 last year.
That one surprises
me. And then the previous year, it was Baltimore, Chicago, and the Niners. Chicago didn't go to the playoffs, but a lot of that was, you know, based on... That was Justin Fields, where,
right.
I mean, he's just going to run around and do crazy things. And if you look at the history of it, the majority of teams that don't make the playoffs, running more than passing, are teams that have running quarterbacks who you'd rather not have them throw, quite frankly.
I'm sorry for the lack of sex appeal in this commentary on a Thursday, but this is what's wrong. And this is what they are going to have to change. And then the 49ers will be a good football team. So I apologize if you woke up today and you're like, I can't wait to get to Willie and Dibby at 2:00. We're going to fight about Brock Purdy again, because here comes Mac Jones. Big Mac, he's coming in. Watch this. If he goes 3-0, ooh, what are you going to say then, tough guy? If he goes 3-0, what are you going to say about your $265 million little cute high school backpack-wearing quarterback? What are you going to... I don't care. How about that? I don't give a rip right now what's going on at quarterback. Run the ball, and everything's going to be just fine. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how to do it. I mean, we can circle into a conversation about the executive branch of the Niners if you want. Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, Parag Marate. If that is your focus, then this does circle back to the age-old question that gets asked every offseason, which is, why don't you go get amazing offensive linemen? Why don't you? But that, I mean, here's John Lynch, by the way, 49ers Talk podcast, NBC Sports Bay Area. He's going to tell you the offensive line is crushing it.
I think the guys are doing pretty well. Other people seem to think that as well. You know, there's a segment of folks out there that don't, but you know, they can do something about that this week, playing against a really good defensive front in the Rams, and we'll have every opportunity.
It's kind of a weird bite. It's kind of a weird bite, isn't it? It kind of sounds like he sounds like some politicians. I think they're doing great. Other people say that they're doing great.
It's tremendous.
There might be a couple of weirdos who don't say they're doing great, but they're doing great. That's what I heard.
The guys are doing pretty well. Other people seem to think that as well. You know, there's a segment of folks out there that don't, but...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, they can do something about that this week, playing against a really good defensive front in the Rams, and we'll have every opportunity.
Okay. I mean, I'm all in on how he finishes it. Yeah, go change the narrative. But I'm not, just because you said it on NBC Sports Bay Area, I'm not here to completely buy that the offensive line is crushing it.
No.
There's some numbers out there that would suggest they're doing okay.
Sure.
But this is, I mean, sure. I don't know. You can find these numbers, I guess, depending on where you look.
Well, they're 3-1.
Yes,
so,
they are 3-1.
In terms of passing yardage, Brock Purdy is number one in football in yards per game. And a lot of that's because, you know, you've had to throw it. And last game, you threw it a ton. But I think the pass protection has been mostly good. They haven't given up a lot of sacks. They've only given up 6 sacks in 4 games. Your sack percentage is not very high. Your yards are good. The problem is you can't run the football. You're 30th in the league in yards per attempt. And if you can't run it, then you can't really play Shanahan ball. And if 2 of those games would have flipped, Zay Jones, the pass breakup, and Jake Tongis, the you know, Hail Mary catch, if those don't go your way, you're 1-3, and we all think a lot differently about how this has gone so far.
You're 1-3, and you're staring at 0-3 in the division in 2.5 hours.
Exactly. And so
that's a big difference.
It's an interesting thing that you said about the offensive line, because they've invested-ish in it. Like,
what does Dominic, ish mean?
I mean, ish means McKivitz. McKivitz was a guy.
Yeah.
Pooney, I thought, was a second rounder.
Second,
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Connor Colby, 7th round. You went out and you got Trent Williams. But here we sit on this day with Thursday Night Football. Trent's 37, and his replacement is not in the building. McKivitz got extended. Cool. He's a good offensive lineman. Pooney is a guy. He's a guy, and he was great last year. And this year, he's, you know, maybe he's regressing, but your other guard and your center, you've got issues. And you look around the league and look at Philadelphia, for example. Their offensive line is awesome. And this offensive line is not awesome. And if this year ends with you being, I don't know, 9-8, and you're going to be picking 16th or 17th in the draft, you probably won't be able to get an elite tackle.
I don't know. I always hesitate on those, because it's like, well, we want investment in the offensive line. And it's like, okay. I mean, obviously this year you understood why they needed investment in the defensive line. And you want investment in the offensive line. Well, maybe somebody who is at that talent level is not there. I do know that everyone said this is an epic defensive line draft. Nobody said that about the offensive line. So I always worry about doing investment as if, no, you have to spend a first round pick on it. There are a number of ways to invest. Second round is investment too. So is third round.
Yeah, and you were right about Pooney. It's third round. Yeah, he was a third round.
I think even fourth round is. These are investments. There's also free agency. They haven't done a whole lot of that. I understand that the timing for that is not exactly right. So I don't know exactly. You would need to sit in their meetings to hear what the approach is. But it does seem a little counterintuitive. If that's your thing, then take care of your thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We all start our day. I think if you're a good person, you start your day the same way. Sure. There's work. There might be some things. Maybe there was that person that you've been trying to get a coffee date with. All right. But how are the kids? Is there food in the house? Let's do that. And then we're going to see what we got left over for the rest of the world. I sort of feel like the offensive line for someone named Kyle Shanahan with Christian McCaffrey behind the quarterback, I sort of feel like that's the kids in the food. Like, let's do that, and then we'll see what else we can kind of sprinkle in around. If you had a great running game, here's another way to look at it. I'm not bothered at all if DeMarcus Robinson, Kendrick Bourne, and Marquez Valdez-Scantling are your receivers. That doesn't bother me. Those are 3 professional, long-term veteran wide receivers in this league. I have no issue with that if you can run the ball. So take care of that. And I just don't know if that's exactly how they look at it. Yeah, Grandy, you wanted to say something in there. No? Oh, you were just waving to say hi? Hi.
Last 3 drafts.
You waved to me a minute ago.
The Niners have made 28 picks in the last 3 drafts, and they've taken 3 offensive linemen.
Okay.
3 of 28 picks in the last 3 years have been offensive linemen. So to your point about investment, they haven't really made it. Connor Colby, last draft in the 7th. Dominic Pooney in the 3rd. Jarrett Kingston in the 6th round 2 years ago. So you're kind of right about the idea of investment, and even the guys you did invest in, Aaron Banks, well, he's not here anymore because you couldn't afford him, and so...
Or didn't want to.
Whatever. That's fine.
Yeah, I supported letting that go. I mean, that's too much.
It's too much.
It's too much.
I mean, it's too much, but yet you're left now with an offensive line that is not good enough to allow you to do what you need to do, which is run the ball. And I also think that when Robert Saleh came in the building this offseason, there was a mandate, not necessarily from him, but around him, of this defense has got to be better. And so it was first, second, third, and fourth round picks on defense. And so, yeah, the defensive future is brighter than the offensive line future.
Yeah, and I, by the way, like, I totally get that, and I'm with that. I mean, this is also an under-discussed aspect of the Niners this offseason. You know, here's one where, for instance, Tim Kawakami and I disagree. He keeps bringing up, like, why'd you let go of Leonard Floyd? I'm like, I want anybody not named Nick Bosa never to wear a Niner uniform again. If you were on the defensive line last year, you stunk. You guys were awful. I thought that was the worst part of the Niners last year. Their run defense and everything that was going on there, interior defensive line. Everybody get out of here. So I get why they, and they did. Everybody get out of here. We're doing this new. Bring in a bunch of new guys, and there's going to be a transition. They're babies. But I understood that, and that's not bothering me. But I would just love to overhear what the approach to the offensive line is, because it seems like that's the heartbeat of what they try to do offensively. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We are here for you. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibbs.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.